Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hold on the right boards, out of the corner, then back behind the net with Orlov all over. And Barkov breaks free to the front of the net, backhand feed. Verhagen, he scores! And the Panthers take a 4-3 lead with 7:39 to go in the third.
Teddy!
Would you say that we are sweet saucing it tonight?
Oh, we're sweet saucing it. What you found out wasn't even a compliment.
Yes, that's what Evan Rodriguez told us.
Strange.
So it's kind of like, hey,
should we be saying that today?
Knock off the cutes. No, I'd like to see some cute stuff.
Some sweet sauce in it.
Yeah.
If we go up,
sweet sauce that cup
5-1. I want the let's get 10 chance to come back. I want to unleash everything we've been holding all season. You know, sometimes you save a play for the Super Bowl. Philly special. I got a play for today.
Do you guys ever feel like Leon Draisaitl looks like he was created by Minecraft?
That's so random.
No, I just, like, I'm looking at him like he's very square.
Yeah.
You don't feel like that when you watch Leon Draisaitl? You're just like, like, can he bend?
Can he bang?
No, I'm serious. Like, he looks like he was created by Minecraft.
Is it the shoulder pads?
I don't know what it is. But even his head. Like, you know, I'm just like looking at a picture of him on the podium. Look how square he is, J-Fig.
Square.
He's very square. I'm just trying. I'm like, well, Leon Draisaitl. Looks like he was just made by cubes.
Huh.
Put together.
Made by cubes. That's a hot take.
Mm-hmm. Is he potted down? He's talking. I can't hear him.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, no. I mean, I didn't hear anything.
There we go.
Yep.
Is he Canadian? Because Leon
is German.
Very German.
He's German.
Wow.
Uns Draisaitl. What?
That's how he sounds.
They talk.
You know what? I wonder how many times people would come to kick your ass if you didn't just above, right?
Oh, you think you're funny? I mean,
Mama Jovic already got your name on the list. You don't know it.
Oh, I got my new favorite fighter, too. And this past weekend at Dirty Boxing, my boy Miloš. Miloš Janicic. I love that guy.
Must have a great accent.
Dude, great accent. He's from Montenegro, which is where Vucevic is from. And he's like, I was like, hey, what's going on with your Instagram? Like, it looks like you were honored by the mayor last week. He's training with Taporia for this camp. Like, he's getting Taporia ready, but he took this fight. It's 18-3, all 18 finishes. And he has this fight in Dirty Boxing against Guillermo Bastos, who's like he's like 23, really good at Muay Thai. It was fight of the night. And Miloš, he edged it out, really competitive back and forth. But I was like, hey, what's going on with you with this mayor? He goes, I was honored in the city because he talked too much crap about our city. So I fought him and won. and I was honored. I was like, wow. I was like, wait, what? So, that's how that works over there?
So if you don't like what somebody's saying, you just put your dukes up?
I guess so. I was like, I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, because he would not stop talking. And so I fought him. I win. And so City honored me. He goes, but big headache, you know, lots of fame. I was like, I guess so, dude. I didn't know. That's how it gets over at Montenegro. But
wow, street justice.
Yeah. Honored. Wow. Honored for dispatching of bleep talk.
Wow.
Sickerno says, Tobin swoons over foreign accents like a college girl. Agreed.
He does.
Proudly, too.
Agreed. But here's the problem.
Milos.
Whenever he's tried to use the accent in front of said people, he's been cussed at. I remember when you did the thing on the boat. We went on the boat.
You mean when we were on the Carnival cruise and they had the captain come talk to us?
Yes.
And I was like, I heard the rules for radio are different over there. You can't say wanker. He's like, yup. I would have thought I shot somebody. You can't say that word.
Wait. But Tobin says it and tries to say it.
Oh, God.
So it doesn't help.
Hunter says Tobin is Ilya to Portly.
That's not even counting what you've done. You've done Bob. You've done Mama Jovic. I mean, every time we go to the fights, you didn't too much mess with the red suit guys.
No.
But when they left, you went, excuse me.
Speaking of the Panthers, you remember the best part about that, though, was former Panthers executive Michael Yormark, who was at the time running Rock Nation Sports.
Oh, yeah,
Sports.
Talking about he could kick somebody.
He's like, I'm not scared of Kovalev. I'm like, you're not? He killed the guy in the ring. Like,
and I mean, that guy.
He did the real Drago. Oh, God.
He was talking trash. If he weighs more than 135,
very, very small guy.
Shocked.
Yeah, very small guy. And Kovalev, like, I was like, you're not scared of Kovalev? Kovalev was probably at the time one of the scariest people in the sport. Crazy. Anyway, headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose over 500 new Kia miles in inventory at the Sport in Sorrento and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Leroy.
I had to break it open.
Having a little Celsius.
To break the news. I am not going to the game.
What?
What?
Why not?
My headache is back.
For reasons I would not like to get into.
Okay.
On the radio.
Okay.
Fine.
He's got to take a dump.
I feel like he's just saying that because he doesn't want us to judge him.
Do you think he has a real legitimate reason? Yeah. Let's put it this way. What if a guy who you cropped out in a previous
Why does this always have to come to us?
Invited you to a hockey game.
I say yes.
Really?
This game, yes.
Wow. So you go.
I don't know.
So, well,
certain.
Hold on.
And
I'll
leave you in the picture.
Hold on. But it has to be a bad cropper, not a cropper you regret.
Mm. Yeah. I'll go. Guys, I don't got to talk to you.
Women are built a little different. You know, they do take a free meal and then,
No. You cannot buy me with a free meal.
No, this is different.
Wait. But with a hockey game?
No, this is different.
That's different.
Women are more pettier than Tobin. They carry it to the grave.
He just threw you in there like that. You see that?
He's a petty pope.
He's not wrong.
I'm serious.
Would I go with my sworn enemy
to a
game?
If I ask my wife where my keys are.
Wait. He said crop, not sworn enemy.
Would you go with your sworn enemy? Is your sworn enemy a man or a woman?
Her sworn enemy is going to be there tonight.
So
I wouldn't go.
Interesting. Interesting. No.
There will be a fight, and it won't be on the ice.
Because here's the problem. Because you'd understand that if you go to a game with the wrong person, that you're not going to be able to enjoy it.
Leroy, how would I not enjoy Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final?
Tobin,
because of who you're with.
J.J. Redick offers you tickets.
I'm really good at ignoring someone.
J.J. Redick offers me tickets.
Yeah, but you have to go with him. Only one ticket, and you have to go with him.
I have to go with J.J. Redick?
Yeah, he's like, I got one more ticket.
You'd be fine. We could do it.
No, you're a big Panthers fan.
Oh, so I have to go to a I thought I was going to the Heat game. This is so. I have to go watch hockey with Podcast Boy.
You have this game tonight. He says, I got one ticket. You got to pay for parking, though, dude. I'm a little tight right now.
That's what he's tight?
That's what JJ says.
Really?
Why? That's the type of guy he is.
Can I park at Leroy's house and just Uber?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, if you want.
No, you're not bringing your riffraff over by me. I'm not. Because I'm a mess with you.
Leroy,
you're
I'm
making fun of his car?
Leroy, I'm here with JJ Redick.
I'm like, JJ. You know.
Wait, what if it was Skip Bayless?
Because he wants tickets to this game. He, in normal cases, he don't even like you.
Well, if it was Skip Bayless, Leroy wouldn't let me bring Skip Bayless to his house.
Oh, I wouldn't go. I wouldn't go. I got standards.
So who was it, Leroy?
Mm. Huh? Paul Pierce offers Tobin tickets tonight. What does he do?
Paul Pierce.
Mm. I would probably go, and I'd be like, hey, look, Paul, they won back-to-back like something you couldn't do.
Would you say
no,
that in
because
the beginning
here, let's
or
think
the
of it this way. Think of it this way. There's certain people that invite you places, right?
So you're saying this person you don't like talking to?
No. I'm not saying that. Not at all. But there's certain people that invite you places where you know that it's not going to be about the hockey. It's going to be about the hanging out. And I'm more along the lines of I can just watch the game at my house and not have to do all of this.
But you can get to the game and dictate the terms. Be like, hey, man, this is a business
trip. No, because that's not that somebody give you a good ticket.
Well, don't invite me.
You got to hang out with them.
Yeah, but don't like we're not going to go hobnob during the game.
We're going to watch the game.
Yeah, but, like easier said than done.
I don't think it is.
Like the people that, you know, hey, this is my friend. Hey, this is my guy. Like, a lot of that, then the conversations.
A lot of people
that
are going to be
boom, Panther score, and I'm side-eyeing it. Mm. Like, yeah. No.
This is from Katie Engelson on Twitter, Panthers side ice reporter. Sam Bennett says, quote, it feels just like another morning.
I love that.
That's the way they handle it, though.
Cold-blooded.
So humble.
Oh!
Wow! Schmeathen's got a good one.
Hey.
Jeremy Piven offers you a ticket to sit next to him at the Game 6 tonight. You going with the Piv?
Look, it's Game 6. I'd go, but I'd be really mean to him.
Wow!
What? But there, see.
I'd be mean to him.
Maybe you guys could bury the hatchet.
No.
I have to, like, bury the hatchet because I got the free ticket.
No.
So even if I don't,
I will always be my
truest
self.
I feel obligated.
Nope.
Right now, you got to tell your person, say, hey, our only obligation is to the cats.
Yeah. Okay, look, Leroy, you can say yes. And you can say, but my concentration has to be on the ice because I cannot be the mush for this game.
Somebody can't give you free stuff and you give them stipulations?
Of course.
Mm. No. When they're like, oh my God, Leroy, come over here. I'd be like, no, I got to watch the game.
Hey, no.
You tell them.
They're going to talk about this later on the show.
Wait, hold on.
Come on,
here's
Leroy.
The dilemma.
You're taking notes.
That's what I'm talking about right there. So that's why I just stay home.
It's not a dilemma.
I knew he wasn't going to go anyway.
It's not a knock on the person. It's not a knock on the ticket. It's not on. I don't want to be distracted from the game.
This is like become your new move.
What?
I could go if I wanted to go, but I don't like to go. It's become your thing.
Yeah.
Very chic. Like, oh, I was invited to that.
You know, the old like staying home.
The old do like staying home, I understand, but this has become Leroy's move now. Is, oh, I was invited to that.
Leroy, game 6.
I'd go with Klay Thompson if I had to.
Wow.
I would go.
Put your hatred aside.
I'd buy him a gloves off.
We'll take a break. Back after this.
It's on.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Lundell doesn't win that draw from Draisaitl. Out to the point. It's worked across to Bouchard, but the pass broken up. Marchand in. Pass Wallman. Marchand, and he scores! Marchand went to the backhand. He sneaks it down low. Pass Pickard. What an individual effort for Brad Marchand. And the Panthers have taken a 3-0 lead here in Game 5.
Ah, baby! Goosey's galore! Panthers, Oilers. It's a cup clinching night for the Cats.
How we feeling?
We feeling good, Leroy.
Oh yeah,
we're feeling good. We have
Fired up.
We have a couple of updates.
Couple of updates, huh?
J Fig, your window of opportunity may have opened up.
Look at that. What we got?
According to people, boots on the ice. We told you earlier today a story about Brad Marchand.
Yeah.
Giving tickets to a Good Samaritan neighbor.
That's a good DQ.
Who closed his garage and left him a ring message and apparently gave him game 6 tickets.
Wow.
Brad Marchand has said that's a horse bleep story. Not true.
Whoa!
Not true. Ergo! You can get to his garage!
Whoa!
Goldie Garage may be in play!
Where's she going?
She's gone!
She's leaving!
Oh my god!
She's gone. Oh god! I'll tell you what, Figgy.
We just lost her.
Figgy. Mobile.
We just lost. Yeah, she's pretty quick.
What? She's mobile.
She's mobile.
Didn't know she had that kind of burst. She's like Chop Robinson.
She's mobile. Are those boots or cleats?
Quick first step.
That was good. He's on ice.
So there you go. You got.
Hey, so is she? Never mind.
All right. Okay. I love how screen goes back just empty.
She's gathering herself. Mm. Quick burst, by the way.
That was 8.
The
mobile.
Yeah, very mobile. But anyway, he says not true that story. Apparently, according to reporters who were there, they brought him that. So he's like, not true. Now maybe he's just saying that because you know he doesn't want people messing with his garage. I don't know the tone. It's just been said on reports he's denying that.
Yeah, or maybe because you know how it is sometimes. I know he's Brad Marchand, but maybe it's still a little difficult to get tickets for everyone. You know, like a graduation almost.
So maybe he has a friend named Carl who those tickets were supposed to go to him, but he ended up giving them to Pete the neighbor. So, and Carl's like, where's my tickets?
Yeah.
Look, and he's just trying.
Pete's out here blabbering.
No one go to his house.
Mm.
and no one asking for tickets.
We also have some mental mind games going on between the Panthers and Oilers this morning.
Oh.
The Panthers and their morning skate wrapped up, except for Cody Ray.
Oh, did he do some dancing with Bob?
Apparently, no, he did not do ballet with Bob. What he did do was he was the only person left on the ice, and he just took up the entire rink, making the Oilers wait for him to finish.
Carter Verhaeghe.
Just being a jerk.
Wow.
Didn't need that much ice.
That sounds like something Tkachuk would do, right?
And just was like, Sportsnet says, Carter Verhaeghe was alone on the Oilers' practice ice, delaying Edmonton getting there early.
Yeah.
Carter Verhaeghe is just like, 11:30 means 11:30. No early skating for you.
Oh, wait. He's out there like Nick Saban in that commercial?
Yeah.
Check-in is at 3 o'clock.
Not 2:55.
Yeah.
I love that. Carter! Hey.
Carter Verhaeghe.
Thank you, Bob. The cat's back at it. You got my guy, Sasha Barkov. This is what Sasha had to say on having a chance to clinch the cup.
Experience helps for sure. Like every single game, every single year, every single series, they're different. So, but all we can handle is like we don't have a game tonight. We don't have a game tomorrow morning. So we have a game tomorrow night, and that's what we can handle. But everything else, we just concentrate on tomorrow night's game and get dressed now, recover, and that's about it.
You just love the peace about the captain, you know. Just something
they're all
about,
like that,
something
though.
About
they're all they're
something
all,
about them.
They don't complain. They don't moan. They don't. And I think that comes from Paul Maurice.
Does he become king of Finland after two cups? He already had a day named after him. But once you win two cups, does that make you the king of Finland?
No.
What about all the other Finnish that are on the team?
He's the captain. The captain is the king. You know, like Etu and Nico. I mean, Nico, I imagine Nico Mika lives in a cave somewhere in Finland. Like, that's where polar bears live.
Yeah. Do they?
I don't know.
Polar caves? There you go.
I mean, I told you it was amazing watching fighting, and somebody's nickname was the polar bear.
Yeah. Spivak.
You know what's crazy? Leroy's more alive and pumped up after he said no to the tickets.
No, he's so excited to stay home tonight.
It's crazy.
You could see the stress off of his face.
Because, Jennifer.
There he goes again. Now he's bummed. Okay. He's thinking about the tickets.
Yeah. No, I'm not. It's, I want to be able to enjoy the game, right? But I don't want to be rude about it, right? So if somebody invites me to the game and it's with, you know, the people they invited, I would probably be expected to do some, you know, just be a little more friendlier than I would like to be at game six.
So you're saying, as somebody who loves to hobnob, you don't want to have to be forced to hobnob?
Correct.
You don't want obligatory hobnobbery?
Well, I mean, wait a minute, Tobin, you've been with me. Have I ever gone out and looked for hobnobbing, or has hobnobbing just come to me?
Mm. I think it's both.
Really?
I feel like we met
guys that were Michigan fans on the shuttle.
I feel like I don't feel like you never look for hobnobbing. I feel like you do, and you sidle up to some hobnobbery every once in a while.
What I would say is I'm friendly, but I'm not like, you know.
All I hear is excuses, man.
That's not an excuse. I will enjoy the hell out of the game tonight. I'm not even.
So you know what that means. You stay.
And I appreciate. And I appreciate the offer, just like I said. However, I don't want to be required to act a certain way because the tickets were given to me.
What is the way you have to act? Like, root for the Cats. That's what you got to do.
Like, you, all right, I've been in these situations before, and it's not, what does Paul have to say? Paul, give me some answers, buddy.
Paul, what does it feel like waking up in the morning knowing that you could win the Stanley Cup?
I think you asked me that four times last year. It feels just fine, thank you.
Perfect answer, right? That is the perfect answer.
He's a gem.
And the only people that get that is Panthers fans, which makes it even that much better.
He knows how to deliver.
Or does he get does he get minus one for sass?
No, that's not minus
point.
One.
That's a point.
That's a point.
Definitely.
Point form.
Paul, what does it feel like waking up in the morning knowing that you could win the Stanley Cup?
I think you asked me that four times last year.
I know deep down he's saying that was a good one.
He's like,
right?
He's like, I nailed it.
Give me a point.
He's trying Paul's really asking not for
a
to
point.
Laugh.
He's like, oh, that's a point.
Paul Maurice makes the media room laugh like Mike McDaniel wishes he makes media room laugh.
Yep.
Sometimes Mike McDaniel will say something and like, huh?
Anybody like that?
Huh?
I'm doing bad words now.
Crickets.
Did you not hear me, my F-bomb?
Right? Paul Maurice just says something and everyone's like, love you, Paul.
It's the best.
Love you, buddy.
That's what happens when you win the Stanley Cup.
That's true.
We'll take a break. More to come here. Cats with a chance to clinch tonight. It's game six night right here on 560 WQAM. We'll take a break. Back after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let me ask you something. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Let me ask you something, Leroy. I know that if the Panthers win tonight, most likely, it's going to mean a Conn Smythe for Sam Bennett or Brad Marchand. However, is there any chance we get Bob Shutout?
Bob Shutout to do it.
Could Bob work his way back in to the Conn Smythe because I'm looking at the Conn Smythe odds, and Bob was pretty juicy. And I was just throwing a little.
You think one more shutout is enough?
Plus 9,000?
Okay.
Four shutouts?
Doesn't hurt necessarily.
Four shutouts. You shut out a clincher.
Yeah.
Shut out a clincher and let's say no goals tonight by Bennett. No assists. I don't want to root for that. I'm just saying, like, just theoretically, it sets up no assists, no goals for Bennett or Marchand, but the Cats win, and Bob pitches a shutout. Or even a one goaler. But he's amazing. Any chance he sneaks in there? Because the odds say no.
I'm going to say no.
Plus 9,000?
I'm going to say no.
I would say that it's going to be hard when you've talk about the amount of goals that Sam Bennett has.
Marchand,
right? And, like, this whole final has been more about the great offensive shots and less about the great goalie stop.
But you can't deny that.
No, you can't. I'm just saying who's more worthy, right? When you look at the way the series is gone.
Mm-hmm.
This is not – if it had been like five games – or five, these first five games have been like one goal games with a million stops and 2-1 plus, and just frantic. Then, yeah, I could see that.
He's plus 10,000 on the hard rock up.
I mean, you could take a flyer.
That's what I'm saying, right, baby? A little flyer.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Just a little flyer, my boy Bob. I know it's probably, I know it's probably gonna go to Benny or Brad, and it probably should.
But if there's a shutout tonight and they don't do nothing,
I mean, a shutout?
Don't count it. Well, a shutout.
I mean, it could be some lasting image, you know, because keep in mind, it's throughout the playoffs. Bob's had, what, four?
That would be his fourth.
That would be his fourth shutout?
Mm-hmm.
What's the record? The record's like...
The record's like 9, I think, or like 6.
Okay, so...
It's not like the record, but that's still a lot of shutouts.
Yeah, but you're comparing it to the best ever, right? Like that would have to be.
You don't have to compare it to the best ever. Schmiedman says, "Hey, Colonel Sanders, stop counting your chickens." Oh, I'm not counting chickens. It's literally betting, Schmiedman. How is one supposed to bet without counting some chickens and just thinking about scenarios? Is it greedy for me to do that?
One could say.
Bob is in fourth, though, in my opinion.
Behind who?
The two that you mentioned from the Cats. And you know how these people do. They're liable to put Draisaitl above Bob.
Well, that's how the odds are right now. It's Bennett as the favorite, Marchand, and then it's Draisaitl and McDavid, even Steven for the...
But how do these two...
McDavid?
Well, because it's all of the playoffs. That's why. And he has like 30...
No, but it's, you got to account also, like, if they come back and win, and you're going to bet, like, those are going to be the Oilers who win.
Right.
If they lose in six, or if they do that again, just throw that award in a fire if you do it again. Okay, you know, last year, record break. All right, this year, kiss my ass. All right, you guys said not to bet Bob. I won't bet Bob, like whatever. That. How about we mix it on up, huh? Nobody has any fun around here. We used to gamble on this show.
Okay.
We used to be a proper show that threw chili peppers to the wind.
Yeah, and then we only won one time when Jaime Jaquez did something cool, and I don't know if we won since.
I did hit a six-team parlay on the first day of March Madness.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But I only bet that because I bet spring training the day before because we were doing the show at the Hard Rock, and we pushed.
That's great. So we've won two bets in 2 years, essentially. Not the best record, but anyways...
Let us dive into the mixed bag. Of course, as we know, everyone is following the Miami Heat and their hunt it's for Miami. Kevin Durant. Wow.
Why can't we mix up all the Cavs?
And everyone is. A record amount. When we're not focusing, of course, on acquiring Kevin Durant, we always have our eyes open for the next potential acquisition.
Mm-hmm.
One of the many names on the Tobin list of people.
Don't assume that I have a list. I don't like that. Don't say that I don't have a list.
I can name people on your list. You got Luka.
I would like if he didn't sign the extension this summer. That would be nice.
So many people on the list, including this young man, Ja Morant.
Oh, dunks, 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 dunks.
Well, don't get too excited.
Didn't they say he's not on the market?
Well, it's not even he anymore, apparently.
According to some tweets, Ja Morant posted, talking about the Grizz more than the finals with these cap emoji. Sources.
That means fake.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you for breaking that down for
no
me.
No cap.
He says, and I'ma be in that 901 with a bear emoji. What does that mean?
Grizzlies.
Okay, no, don't tell me that's breaking things down.
So, oh, that's well. the area code of Memphis, I believe. Okay. Everybody knows the 901.
Yeah, everyone.
The Grizzlies, yeah.
Source me.
So Ja Morant is saying he's not getting traded from Memphis.
Correct. He's saying, leave me alone. I'm not going anywhere.
That's what a pigeon would say.
That's what a pigeon would say.
You can't use his words against him.
I just did. All right. Listen, never wanted him. Immature. Okay. Can't stay healthy. Dude builds a brick house. And he barely dunks anymore. So never wanted Ja Morant anyway.
Wow, never
wanted him.
That's crazy. Yeah,
that's another
you
list.
Know, that's easy for you to say because you do that about a lot of guys who you have no chance of getting. Just saying.
Don't come knocking at me, Ja.
Yeah. Never wanted him.
Never wanted him!
What else you got in the mixed bag?
Yesterday's NBA Finals game 6 occurred. Right?
What?
5? What was yesterday's game?
Game 5.
5 occurred. And we had an all-star performance from an unlikely source. Jalen Williams is becoming a
pretty likely source. He scored 25 in 3 straight.
Budding star in the NBA.
Oh, he was an all-star.
Yeah, but if I were to tell you name 10 basketball players that are up and coming in the NBA, Jalen Williams not on the list. Not because he doesn't deserve to be, but it's just we don't hear a lot about Mr. Williams. But I'm sure that's going to change after this performance yesterday. This is him on dropping 40 points in a finals game.
Something more that I'll like look back on later on than like worry about what kind of statement it makes. I think the only statement we have right now is we're up 3-2 and we still have to go earn another win. But it'll be cool to look back on later on and hopefully somewhere down the line I'll have like a more fun answer for you.
Athletes. Gotta love them.
Ja Morant has also added, instead of focusing on the performances we've seen from J-Dub and Shea, TJ and Siakam, how the series is going, we say something negative about a city and team on a national level.
No love for Halliburton, huh?
No love for Halliburton. But he wasn't very good yesterday because he's hurt.
Limpy. He's had enough.
There was a lot of time on television. I mean, you guys did just make a big trade. Like, I would get that. Sometimes I get that argument where people are like, it's the game 5 of the finals. People like to be chic about that. I think that's a fair argument if you're making, like, GOAT arguments or what is Dak Prescott going to do this year? And it's, like, the day of the finals.
Yeah.
They did just trade Desmond Bane. Like, the Grizzlies are going to be a bit of a talking point, Ja. So, you know, learn the media game, dude.
All right. Fair enough.
Would you have traded for Desmond Bane? Not that much, but
I like Desmond Bane. I actually thought, like, when the whole Jimmy thing was going on, I was like, I thought that would have been a natural swap.
He didn't want to go to Memphis, though.
He didn't want to go to Memphis. And that's actually what I mentioned today. What Ja's talking about is Stephen A. went on First Take today, and he said that a lot of NBA players don't want to go to Memphis because it's dangerous. So that's what Ja's referring to there, I think. He's upset that, Memphis is catching strays from Stephen A.
Hmm.
Why are they worried about Stephen A.? Do you?
Well, Ja Morant's not doing him.
Anybody drop a solitaire joke on him yet? Next show, I would have been like, oh, you're not playing solitaire today.
Stephen A. Smith said today, NBA players have told him they would feel unsafe playing in City Life Memphis. Quote, cats like Jimmy Butler and others don't feel like it's the safest environment. I'm talking to local authorities in Memphis.
Wait. We're talking about, like, the city is unsafe? That's what they're worried about? I thought it was, like, the status of Ja Morant could be a wild card.
No.
They're talking about their safety. They're worried about Memphis in that regards. Mm-hmm. Detroit exists, right? They know that that's a place where people play basketball, right? Like, this is not the only place that's like...
Yeah, but some places are big enough where all of their stuff is in the suburbs.
Memphis, you're worried about your safety? So you can't... First of all, you're going to be...
I mean, wasn't one of Ja Morant's like original confrontations with a teenager at one of his parties or something like that?
Yeah, but like, this wasn't like his life was threatened. The kid got yappy while they were playing at 21.
They complained. The kid got yappy?
He got yappy. So you call that a jump shot? Just things turn into a scuffle. I just think that's a horrible excuse. First of all, you're one of the tallest human beings, every basketball player, that will be in the city. Let's start with that. Second of all, you're going to be in a nice area. You're going to have drivers. You're going to have security. I just feel like to say that the city's unsafe, I don't want to go to Memphis, is a stupid. That's stupid. Philly looks crazy. Have you been to certain streets in Philadelphia? It looks ridiculous. Skid Row? Is that what it's called?
What?
Where's that place? Skid Row? Baltimore, maybe? You know, there's so many places I feel like. Memphis? God bless Grind City.
I would say this. When I think of tough places to grow up, I don't think Memphis. But
that's what I'm saying.
Where I'm from, it probably has something to do with that.
I would kind of make more like, oh my God, New Orleans? Ninth Ward Horde? You ever heard of that guy?
Did they call you that?
No, but Dan Day, like, it's weird because, like, you know, when you hear me and Dan Day talk, he just know where I'm from, and he's like, I don't mess with them.
There's a story from October of 2024. Memphis is considered the most dangerous city in the U.S. to live in.
Jeez.
I actually have heard that, though.
Memphis?
Mm-hmm.
That's
crazy.
That's disappointing. That's disappointing.
Is it?
Walking in Memphis.
I like to think that there was more.
It's definitely a song. No. What do you mean? You can't. That's definitely a song.
No way.
It's a song, dude.
Mark Cohn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put on my blue suede tonight. Out of born rain.
That helps.
I'm walking in Memphis.
Walking in Memphis, huh? All right. Maybe I don't know things. Who knows?
And Ja Morant just threw a fake grenade.
just walking in Memphis.
I'm walking in Memphis. And my Gasol just got Fizdale fired.
Really? We're going back to the Gasol days?
Zach Randolph. I'm walking in Memphis. Did you know Justin Timberlake was a part owner?
Oh, that's right. That is right.
He has a golf tournament there, too.
I thought that's why Jimmy would have gone there. Remember my terrible theory that I thought that Justin Timberlake was tampering with the Heat. I thought that he would have liked Memphis because he could have been like 2 seconds away from Nashville to go do his country album.
Mm. Right.
Oh, well.
Any water in Memphis? No, right?
Mm.
That's the problem. You need a place with water.
You know what it is?
Mm?
Home of the Blues.
It's true.
Walking in Memphis.
I gotta hear that song now at this point.
I'm gonna hear this in my head.
Just gonna be watching the final. Walking in Memphis.
Do you have anything else in the mixed bag?
I got Halliburton on deciding to play.
All right,
let's hear it.
The finals. It's the finals, man. I've worked my whole life to be here, and I want to be out there to compete. You know, help my teammates any way I can. You know, I was not great tonight by any means, but, you know, it's not really a thought of mine to not play here. You know, if I can, you know, walk, then I want to play. So, you know, they understand that and, you know, is what it is. And, you know, got to be ready to go for game six.
Yep. I mean, like, look, that's...
I mean, but that's what people want to hear, right? Like, people at this point don't really care how much he's hurt, right? Because I always think of the Jay Cutler thing, right? We trashed him before, everybody trashed him for being soft before they even knew what was wrong. And that's the kind of the same thing that they would say about Tyrese Halliburton, is that he's soft, even though something could really be wrong.
Remember Goron, after Goron got hurt, his foot blew up, and then he tried to play in that game six. He just had nothing.
Right, but so my question is that, or like, so how do we look at that?
The only thing
that is not a smart decision, or, oh yeah, he's given us everything, even though he's not productive.
I got to be honest with you, dude. When I saw it was a calf and how many Achilles it feels like there's been lately, I was like, because that's exactly what happened to Durant, remember?
Yeah. They all start off as calf injuries, dude. I'm telling you.
Yeah, that was the one thing that I was like, uh-oh.
Remember, originally they called it a quad. Then they said calf.
He's not walking in Memphis because he's got a tight calf.
He's limping in Memphis.
All right, we'll take a break. Final hour coming on up. We're back after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.